Mishnah Daf Beis cites the Machlokes Beis Hillel Beis Shammai regarding aspects of Kisui Hadam on Yontif. Shchita, of course, is Meleches Ochel Nefesh. That means that the Shchita itself is Muteres, and at times, one, of course, is obligated Midaraisa to engage in Kisui Hadam, and that is done on Yontif. But what happens in nuanced cases? What happens if indeed there is a Shchita, but one is ill-equipped? One did not go ahead and prepare any type of dirt or any substance for the purpose of kisui. So here you find a machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. And the Gemara explains, Dav Zayin with Beis, the case is Hashochet Sheba Limolech. We're talking about a case of the Shochet who now is posing the Shaila Lechatchila. This is my situation. I want to engage in Shchita, but I do not have any offer for the purpose of kisui Adam. Beis Shammai says under such conditions that we will allow the person to do Shchita, and then subsequently Kisui Adam indeed would occur. And Beis Hillel says, no, that is not true. If you don't have the offer that is necessary, you're not allowed to engage in Shchita. But the Mishnah, the Sugya describes, and even Beis Hillel indeed would agree that if B'dieved the Shchita is done under certain circumstances, one could engage in Kisui Adam. The Gemara describes at length that in order to access dirt for the purpose of kisui, that could involve several different possible malachos. The Gemara discusses the case of choresh and kotesh. The Gemara says dekar na'otz, ofer tichuach. The Gemara on the top of ches amad aleph, but what about the following? Even if there is a dekar na'otz, but if you're going to access the dirt, clearly you're making a hole, you're making a guma. Rashi writes that that would be a malacha of bone, the top of ches amar aleph. Oh, that the Gemara says the following. Oh, isn't that a sugya? Shabbos tafayin gimel. Chofer guma ve'ino tzarech el afra. A person goes ahead and digs, it's true, but not for the purpose of the hole itself, but rather simply to access its dirt. In such a case, that would not be forbidden midaraisa. That would be a din derabanan. And here, because of Simchas Yontif, we would assume that that would be allowed. Why exactly is that Mutter Men HaTorah? In the case of Chofer Guma Ben Yitzarech El Afra, so Rashi writes the following, because Mekalkel, Beitzadav Chesem Ralef, Mekalkel. Tosus points out, if you look in that sugya, Shabbos Taf Ayin Gimel, the Gemara is not that simple, just simply Mekalkel. The Gemara raises the following. That's a sugya of Malacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. A person goes ahead and digs, and he does not need the hole that he is creating, but he only has to access the dirt. Oh, the Gemara suggests that that should be a case of a Malacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. The Gemara there is immediately bothered, Shabbos Ayin Gimel. If this is a Machlokes, Malacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufa, according to Rabbi Shimon, that's Nissan Rabbanan. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's not true. A malacha shenot tzrich laguf is chayiv min haTorah. Oh, the Gemara answers, hani mili misakin. When does Rabbi Yehuda maintain that that's true? When it's a malacha's tikkun. But if you're dealing with something that is mekalkel, making an unnecessary hole, in such a case, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that that is mutter min haTorah. Wow. So the Gemara mentions the two possibilities. A malacha shenot tzrich lagufa, and a case of Mekalkel. Rashi in our sugya only quotes Mekalkel. And Tosus immediately writes, the second Tosus down, no, not true, that this is a case of a Malacha, Shino Tzirich Lagufa. So Rashi writes Mekalkel, according to Rashi, seemingly a great Chiddush, that if this is a Malacha's Kilkel, that's Mutter Letzorech Simchas Yantiv. According to Tosus, it is a Malacha, Shino Tzirich Lagufa, coupled with Mekalkel. There are two aspects of the p'tur. Number one, it's Eino Tzirich L'Gufa. Number two, it's considered to be that which is Mekalkel. You know what I would call that? I would call that a Shvus D'Shvus. A Shvus D'Shvus. And therefore, B'makom Simchas Yantif, indeed, that is considered Timutter. Maybe that's not so surprising. That's Sugin Erev, that's Samach Zayin. That at times we allow a Shvus D'Shvus. B'makom Mitzvah. But Rashi only mentions one case, Mekalkel, and Tosus adds that no, realize the beginning of the sugya, Malacha Sheino Tzricha L'Gufa. What exactly is the meaning of Malacha Sheino Tzricha L'Gufa? What is the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Yehuda maintains the Malacha Shein Asirich Laguf is Chayiv Ben HaTorah. Rabbi Shimon says, no, it is Potter Avol Oser. What exactly is the Hagdara of a Malacha Shein Asirich Lagufa? The Gemara never defines it exactly, but of course, the Gemara gives us examples, a Mishnah in Shabbos study, Gimla Beis, Hotzah Sameis. There is a mace besoch habayis. In your interest simply is to remove the mace from the house. You're caring, but for the purpose of removal. That, the Mishnah says, is machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon Potter, according to Rabbi Yerchayev, that is a malacha shino tzirich legufa. The Mishnah in Bememelikin, Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph, kichas al haner. A person extinguishes a flame. Why is he doing so? To conserve the oil. The oil is unnecessarily going to burn, and therefore you're extinguishing the flame in order that should no longer continue. That is kichas al haner. In such a case, another example. Rabbi Shimon says, malacha shino tzirich legufa is potter. Rabbi Yehuda says that indeed one is chayiv. What exactly is the definition of? These are two examples. The Mishnah Daf Lamed Aleph, the Mishnah Tzadi Gimel. What exactly is the Hagdara of malacha shino tzirich legufa? And is there one definition? Or maybe one could argue, not necessarily. Rashi writes the following. Rashi, in describing that case of Hotzah Sameis, the Sugya of Tzadi Gimel Beis, Rashi writes the following. That, you know what? Eino elo lesal gomei olav. Why are you engaging this malacha? Rashi says very simply, it's a malacha siluk. It's for the purpose of removal. Dibirtsono lo hayabolo. This is something that you're not desirous of. Removal of that which is undesirable. Rashi writes, that is a malacha, shino tzirich legufa. Removal of that which is undesirable. Ooh, that's the tzad hashava shebehem. I'll give you two examples of removing something which is undesirable. One is hotzah sameis. I do not desire that the mace is besoch habayis, and therefore, removal of that which is undesirable. Well, what about the case of kechas al haner? Exactly the same. You have a flame that's burning, and you know what? The flame is going to consume all of this oil. And I am not desirous of that. I'm going to remove that which is undesirable. I will extinguish the flame, and therefore, I'll be able to salvage the remaining oil. The Tzad HaShavah Sheben Rashi writes of Kechas al haner, in the case of Otzos HaMeis, is both of them are Amalech HaSiluf, Gertzono, Lohaya, Bolo. Rav, that's the Rashi. At least that Rashi there. You have to see a Rashi later. Shabbos Kuf Vav and Aleph. But Rashi writes, you know, a single definition. You know what? That according to Rashi Shita, there is a clear link between Malacha Shino Tzirich Lagufa and a Malachas Kilkul and a Malachas Tikkun. What is a Malacha Shino Tzirich Lagufa? It means something that is not wholly productive. It is not a Malachas Tikkun. Typically speaking, when a person engages in malacha, it's in order to be able to achieve a desired result. Here, you know what I'm desirous of? Simply removal of that which is undesirable. It's not on its face a maleches tikkun. When I go ahead and I extinguish the flame, I wouldn't call that a maleches tikkun, but you know what I'm doing? I am preventing further consumption. It is not holy a malachas tikkun. According to Rashi, you understand very well that malachas shino tzirich legufa is related in a very direct sense to mekalkel. And you know who writes this explicitly? Rashi, Shabbos Daf Kuf Vav. Rashi writes the following, that malachas shino tzirich legufa is a machlokas Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon. You get to this again, Daf Kuf Vav, mekalkel, there's a machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Oh, Rashi writes, that's exactly l'shitase. What you're going to hold about mekalkel is going to affect what you hold regarding malacha shino tzirich legufa. And what you hold of malacha is going to inform the p'tur of mekalkel. What exactly is the commonality between the two? The answer is, it's not on its face a maleches tikkun, but rather a maleches siluk. Birtsono lo hayabolo. That's Rashi's hagdara. Wow, and Tosus disagrees. Where is that Tosus? The next daf, Sadidah Lamed Aleph. Tosus writes the following. There isn't really one granule definition. Tosus gives us a lot of homework. Tosus says, you know what? You have Lamed Tes Malachas. Every one of Lamed Tes Malachas, you have to ask yourself something. No, that's the why question. The why question. Why was this Malacha done in the Mishkan? Not a what question, a why question. But what question is usually the question of Davrishni Miskavein or Misaseik? I didn't intend to do this. No. I intended to do exactly that which was done, but what was my motivation? Why was I doing so? Oh, so Tosus writes the following. What you're doing could be wholly productive, wholly constructive, but that's not enough. Malachas Machshevis means that you have to be performing the malacha for the same purpose as was done in the Mishkan. That's critical. That's the shita of Rabbi Shimon. The why question. Why are you doing so? And if I have a very good reason to do so, but you know what? It does not correspond to the reason of the Malachas HaMishkan. That is a malacha. Shino tzrich leguf. Rabbi disagrees. Rabbina maintains that if you're doing that which was done in the Mishkan, you're chayiv. The why question doesn't bother me. And Rabbi Shimon says, no, that's not true. Part of Malachas Machshevis doesn't only mean Isavid Machshavto, that this is what I intended to do, but you're doing it for the same purpose as was done in the Mishkan. So, for example, when it comes to Kibui, why would they engage in Kibui in the Mishkan? They did so for conservation? Obviously not. They did so for a wholly constructive purpose. When they were going ahead and engaging in the Bishul Samamanim, you know what? They couldn't have a clear flame. Everything would burn. So they would extinguish in order to, for a constructive reason, not just simply for the purpose of conservation, and therefore you're not doing it for the same purpose as was done in the Mishkan, and therefore you're not going to be chayiv. When they engaged in Potsa, in Malachas HaMishkan, it wasn't just simply for the purpose of removal. Why would a person go ahead and carry something from here to there? Because you're desirous of not just simply that the object not be here, but rather that it be there. If simply your entire desire is this should be out of the house without that destination in mind, that's not why they would carry when it came to the Mishkan. And therefore, in both of these cases, it doesn't meet the requirement of why. Why indeed was it done? Seinu chinami, homework, that every malach have to ask yourself, why was it done in Mishkan? And therefore, if you're doing it for a different reason, not so surprising, Tosus Andaf Kuvav denies the link between Malchus Shinu Tzrich Leguf and Mekalkel. After all, because something can be wholly constructed. But if you're not doing it for the same purpose as was done in Mishkan, you're not going to be chayiv because Malachas Machshevis. According to Rashi, no, it means that the malacha was impaired to the extent that it is not holistically a malachas tikkun. It is only birtsono lo hayabalo, birtsono lo hayabalo. Oh, and in that case, one is not going to be chayiv, according to Rabbi Shimon. That's pretty important, no? That's a machlokas, Rashi and Tosos, Rashi and the Ri. What is the hagdara of a malacha shenot tzrich lagufa? I'll tell you an incredible balamor. The Balamor Shabbos, Daf Lamed Zayin and Beis and Dap Yerif. The Balamor writes the following. You know what? When it comes to Malach Shabbos, Machlokas, Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon, whether you're chayiv from Malach Hashem and Tzirich Laguf, Rabbi Shimon says you're not chayiv. You know what the Balamor writes? I'll give you an exception where even Rabbi Shimon would agree that a Malach Hashem and Tzirich Laguf is chayiv. Wow, you're dying to hear. What would an exception be? You know what the Balamor writes? Borer. Borer is an exception to Malach Hashem and Tzrich Leguf. Whoa, no? Malach Hashem, according to Rashi, is what? Removal of that which is undesirable. Doesn't that sound like the Malach of Borer? Removal of that which is undesirable? Hasara Sapsoles. How in the world can you be chayer for Borer? Borer, by definition, by essence, should be a malach shen tzrich legufa, because isn't Borer the removal of Psoles? You know what the Balamor answer is? You're right. Balamor, by definition, is an exception to the tour of malach shen tzrich legufa, because that's the nature of the malacha, removing that which is undesirable. And I'll tell you an incredible Ramban, the Ramban in the Chedushim, Shabbos, Kufav, Meralef, where the Ramban writes the following, and this is probably the most important chakira in the malacha of Borer. How would you define Borer? Hasara Sapsalis, the Balamor. The Ramban writes, that's not true. That's not what Borer is. Borer is not the removal of psolus, but you know what borer is? The tikkun ha'ochel. The tikkun ha'ochel. Wow, that's a very heavy issue. How would you be magdir the malacha borer? Removal of psolus, tikkun ha'ochel, mefurish and Ramban, that's what borer is. It's the tikkun ha'ochel. I'll tell you like something unusual, no? What is the shira borer? Shira borer? Kagrogris. I'll ask you a very simple question. The answer is not at all simple. I think all deus and Rishon Ravan. A kagrogris, good. A kagrogris of what? A kagrogris of what? You have a taruvos of ochanum solas, and you say the shear is a kagrogris. A kagrogris of what exactly? Of what exactly? And you know what? You'll find three deus in Rishon when we do the Sigin Bor, Daf Yud Adam and Aleph. You're going to see that, you know what? Ooh, several different deus, no? Maybe it means the removal of a kagrogris of psolus. Okay? The shear is a kagrogris of psolus. Or maybe one could argue the opposite is true, that the shear is the tikkun of a kagrogris of ochel. Or maybe one could argue that no, it's the composition, the composite, the combination of the ochel and the psolus together. There's no sugya that tells you explicitly how exactly to be mishar the shear of a kagrogris when it comes to borer. But I would tell you, one of the starting points is, how would you define? So that's a fascinating chiddush, that the Baal HaMoreh writes, removal of that which is undesirable, that, I would tell you, that is based on the Hagdara of Rashi. Wow. And here I'll tell you the following. We did Sari Gimel Beis, Sari Dal Gimel Aleph, Sari Dal Gimel Beis. A Mishnah, Machlokas Rav Elazar and the Chacham. Netilas Sipornayim. You go ahead and cut nails on Shabbos. The Mishnah says the following. How did you cut them? So what happens if Nachon Zubizu, you use one nail to cut the other. You don't use a cleat. You do it biyad. Is that considered to be a shinui, or is that considered to be kadark? Oh, so the Mishnah says that's Machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. Rabbi Lezer says that you're chayiv, and the Chachamim say no. That's called klacharya. The first line of the Gemara. You know what? Okay, they're arguing if it's zubazu. What happens if you'd use a kli? A kli. The Gemara says, kli, divrei hakol chayiv. Divrei hakol chayiv. If you use a kli, that's the normal way of cutting nails. You use a nail clipper. You use a scissor. If you're doing it without, you bite your nail, you rub one nail against the other, okay, that we can debate. Is that called klachayad, or is that considered to be kadarko? If you use a kli, what's lashon ha-gemara, but kli, divrei akol chayim. Oh, Tosus is bothered by the following. Really? That's so obvious that if you do so, but kli, divrei akol chayim? Tosus says that's not true. That's not really true. Because cutting nails should be a malacha, shena tzrich legufa. And you should be patur, according to Rabbi Shimon. That's what Tosus writes, la halacha. Wow. Cutting your nails, is a malacha, shena tzrich legufa. And we assume la halacha, right? Rabbi Shimon Shita, that a malacha, shena tzrich legufa, is considered to be patur. Why is it a malacha shena tzrich legufa? Tosus writes very simply. When it comes to every one of the lamites malachos, you have to ask yourself the why question. Why was this done in the Mishkan? Why did they engage in this malacha? What is this malacha of cutting nails? Gozes. Shirin. Huh? Gozes means the removal of something which is tafel to the guf, which is omid li'inatim. No? That is the malacha of gozes. That's not gozes. Rachman l'slan, a person severs a limb. That's not called gozes. But if you go ahead and you cut hair, you cut nail, something that's tuffle to the goof, not part of the goof, and it's something which is omeid li'inatel. Oh, so in such an instance, that's a malacha of gozes. So therefore, cutting a nail, the malacha is gozes. Tosa says the following. In the Mishkan, the why question, why would they engage in gozes? Isn't it obvious that they needed the Dovran Igzaz? They needed that which was shorn. Why else would they shear? They needed that which was shorn. So Tosus writes, if you're going to engage in gozes, and you don't need the object of the gziza, That's a malacha shinan tzirich legufo, which is pater, according to Rabbi Shimon. So you cut your nails. You need the nail that's cut? You need the nail that's cut? Certainly not. A person goes and gets a haircut. A haircut. If for some reason you're desirous of the cut hair, you have a plan, I'm going to use the cut hair for this, okay. But typically speaking, not. You're not going to use the hair which is cut. That's an issur d'rabbanan. That is gozes where you don't need the davar nigzas. That's tosos shoshita. Every malach after, why was it done in the Mishkan? Clearly, when it comes to gozes, a requirement of gozes is that you have to utilize the davar hanigzas, and if that is not the mindset, that's not the intention, this will be a malacha shenu tzrich lagufa. Oh, and that means that you're put. The Gemara says divrei akol chayiv. Tosa says that's not what the Gemara means. Divrei akol, divrei akol means everyone. You have a machlokes whether a person bites nails or cuts it with another nail. Is that called kedarko? Is that called shinu? So you know what the Gemara says? Everyone agrees. If you use a clean, that's called kedarka. The Gemara is not talking about malachat tzrich l'vein tzrich l'gufa. Maybe you'll be putter for other reasons. But locally, the Gemara is discussing, is this kedarko or is this shalok kedarko? So that's a machlokas when it comes to biting nails, cutting nails without a clean. You cut nails with a clean. Really what the Gemara means is divrei hakol kedarko. In other words, divrei hakol chayiv. But it doesn't mean every single shita. You could be pater for other reasons. You could be pater because it's olach shenat tzrikul. Wow, that's the shita tosis. You know who disagrees? The Ramban? That Ramban, Shabbos Kuvav. The Ramban disagrees. Why isn't Borer called a malach shenat tzrikul gufa? Well, what did the Ramban say? Because Borer is tikkun ochel. Tikkun ochel. If something is a malach is tikkun, that is a malacha tzrich l'gufa. Oh, that's Rashi's definition. That's a malacha tzrich l'gufa, if it's like a tikkun. In order to call something a malacha shinat tzrich l'gufa, it means something is lacking. It's not fully called a malacha tikkun. Why is Hotzah Sameis called a malacha shinat tzrich? There's something lacking. You're caring, but the purpose of the transport is not for the constructive reason that should be there, but rather, siluk. Siluk is a malach shenat tzrich l'gufa. Kechasel haner. There's no inherent tikkun. You know what? By extinguishing the flame, what am I preventing? Further consumption. You know what I would call that? Something that's preventative. You're preventing something that's undesirable. You're preventing something which is undesirable. The Ramban writes, you go ahead and get a haircut. That's preventative. That's not a malach tikkun. The person walks in, he's disheveled, he walks out, ooh, looks like a mensch, no? In such a case, that's a malachas tikkun. That's a malachas tikkun. You have to need the hair. A haircut itself is a malachas tikkun. You have long nails, you're cutting your nails, that's called a malachas tikkun. You know what the Ramban compares it to? Bris milah? Bris milah, you're removing something undesirable, no? The arlo. Yeah, but the Ramban writes, there's no greater maleches tikkun. You remove the orla, your mahu, your chasim bos miskodesh, that's a maleches tikkun. When we say if you remove something, it's called a lamshin etzrich lagufa. It means you're removing something where the purpose is removal, but it does not result in a maleches tikkun. Kechasal aner does not result in a maleches tikkun. And therefore, that's a maleches tzrich lagufa. But if there is a maleches tikkun, cutting nails, cutting your hair, literally, divrei hakol chayiv. Even Rabbi Shimon would agree, not divrei hakol kedarko, divrei hakol chayiv. Rabbi Shimon maintained that that's something which is clear. That is a malacha hatzrich lagufa. That's a very heavy machlokes. Cutting nails, cutting hair on Shabbos. No, inisad arayis, inisad rabbanan. According to Tosus, inisad rabbanan, lachshin hatzrich lagufa. According to Rashi Shita, you're chayiv. You're chayiv min haTorah. Chayiv min haTorah. This is a very heavy machlokas, yeradeh, kuf tzarikhes, right? Our practice, of course, when a person is tovel b'mikvah, you have to make sure that there is no chatzitza, and know what? Nails are cut. Okay? Let's assume, for example, a woman is toveles, b'lel Shabbos, and all of a sudden now, you know what? She realizes she forgot to cut her nails. What do you do? Cutting nails is critical for an appropriate tefillah? Are you allowed to cut nails? Cut nails on Shabbos. Are you allowed to cut nails on Shabbos? So you know what the Shachrai is there. Yerodeya. Tachos Nida. Kub Tzarikhes. You know what? Ooh, just describe. Beitzadak Chesamah. According to Tosus. You have to have a Shvus to Shvus B'makomitz. Shvus to Shvus B'makomitz. Okay. Tefillah, we will call that B'makomitz. We'll call that B'makomitz. But is cutting nails a Shvus to Shvus? Oh, so you know what the Shachrai is? The Shachrai is the following. Cutting nails is the Nisid Rabbanah. Tosus. Tzayyava Beis. It's Malachin Tzirik Lagufa. It's the Nisid Rabbanah. What about having the nails cut Al Yedei Akum? Have the nail cut Al Yedei Akum. Amri Lach is the Nisid Rabbanah. Netila Siparnaim Al Yedei Akum is a Shvus to Shvus B'Makom Mitzvah. That's the Psach of the Shach. That's the Psach of the Shach. No? Forgot to cut before, so you know what? Good. Take advantage. This is a malach shemit tzirik legufa ayad yakum, b'mako mitzvah, the shvus b'mako mitzvah, and therefore mutter. Like Tosfos Shita, based on Ches and Aleph, you have a malach shemit tzirik legufa makalka b'mako mitzvah, that's mutter. The shvus b'mako mitzvah. You know who disagrees? Taking extreme, in extreme. The Taz, kuf tzarich es, shvus d'shvus. Not only is this not a shvus d'shvus, this is an issa d'araisa. It's an issa d'araisa. The shach, the shvus d'shvus, Taz, an issa d'araisa. How in the world is issa d'araisa? Oh, number one, Rashi d'Ramban. Cutting nails is a malacha d'araisa. Cutting nails is not a malacha shenu tzirik l'gufa. Cutting nails is a malacha d'araisa. And therefore, that's forbidden minata. Okay, but it's ayyadei nachri. It's ayyadei nachri. Amir lakum is an issa d'rabbanim. Not necessarily. We have to fast forward. What happens if a guy is performing the malacha? I ask a guy to turn on the light. He turns on the light. Amir lakum. But what happens if the guy is doing something to me, and I'm a player. I'm misayaya. I'm participating. When a nachri does the malacha, but I have a hand in the malacha, I'm participating in the, is that called a miralakum? Or that's not a miralakum at all. A Yisrael is participating in. Oh, so you know what you're going to tell me? Why is that a problem? You know, beitzach ha-beizam and aleph, misayaya ein bo mamish. Misayaya ein bo mamish. Who cares if I'm misayaya? Yeah, I'm a minor player. I'm not doing the malacha. Misayaya ein bo mamish. Okay? You know what the difficulty is? Makos chafam abeis. Makos chafam abeis. The Torah says there's an issur of cutting the peyas harosh, removal of the peyas hazakan. The pasuk says, lo sakifu. Lo sak b'loshon rabim. Lo sakifu. Why b'loshon rabim? Echad hamakif, echad hanikaf lo. There's malchus for the makif, and there's makif for the nikaf. Wow. The one who cuts the payas, the Jew who cuts the payas of a fellow Jew, he'll get malchus. Malchus, no? Okay, makif. But there also is malchus for the nikaf. Echad hamakif, echad nikaf lo. The Gemara is bothered. Now, wait a second. You know what? The makif I get. He's violating malacha. What in the world is the nikaf doing? The Gemara has three teretz. What is the nikaf doing? The last teretz, Amravashi b'nisayeya b'divrei hakol. You know what? What is the nikaf doing? He's participating. If he participates, he's not innocent. He's lo kedaraisa. Wow. So we have to resolve that stira somehow, no? The Gemara says in Beis Adav Chav Beis, Misayi is Imba Mamish. The Gemara Makos in Dav Chav, Misayi is Loke. How exactly do you resolve that stira? That's a kasha of, the Ritva. Makos Dav Chav, how do you resolve the stira of that sugya, Makos Dav Chav and Beis and Dav Chav Beis? And the Ritva has two incredible terutzim. One teretz, that the Ritva gives is, you know what? There are different degrees of misayaya. There's a siwa katan, there's a siwa gadal. Now, when we learn that sugi enough kapeis, we'll have to pay attention to the detail. Where do you draw the line? But very mistaber. Sometimes misayaya means I'm doing so little, literally, it's ain't bamamish. And sometimes the siu is so significant it can't be ignored, and okay. And that's a very heavy issue. That's very important. Now, the Shulchan Aruch, the Taz, the person has a toothache on Shabbos, and let's assume the non-Jewish doctor will remove the tooth. Yeah, but aren't you being misayaya? How do you define misayaya? In Makif and Nikaf, the Gemara says, Malkus. In the case in Beitz and Dav Chavez, misayaya in Bomamish. So the Ritva writes, look, it's a sliding scale. It all depends. To what extent did you participate? Okay. You know what the Chiddush of that Teretz of the Ritva is? The only difference between the Sugyas is the degree of the Siyua. If you cross the line, you're chayiv in both. And if the siyu is minimal, you're not chayiv in either one. You know what another possible distinction could be? Well, what's the theme of the Gemara? In Beis and Afcha Beis, Meleches Shabbos, Meleches Yantiv. What's the theme of Malkus Afchav? The Isser of Hakafa, Lo Sakifu Pas Roshchem. Maybe one could argue that there's a fundamental difference between Shabbos as opposed to Hakafa. It's not that they're all the same, it's just that one is minimal and one is more significant. Maybe one could argue, how in the world can you compare Shabbos to Hakafa? Why should I distinguish? The Ritva writes something so misdaber. When it comes to Hakafa, you know what the Ritva writes? There are two Yisurim. There's an Isser of Makif and there's an Isser of Nikah. What's the question? Is that a lav sheyesh b'maisa, or is that a lav she'en b'maisa? Makif is yesh b'maisa, no? What about nikav? Is nikav yesh b'maisa, or is nikav ein b'maisa? So you know what the Gemara says? If you sit back and you do nothing, that's ein b'maisa. But if you're active, you participate, you know what? It's yesh b'maisa. You violated the law of nikav al yedei maisa, and therefore you get malchus. So you know what the Ritva writes? That's uniquely true when it comes to hakafa. There's an isser of makif. There's an isser of nikav. The question is, should I call that yesh b'maisa or ein b'maisa? You know what the answer is? The makif is active. What about the nikav? The answer is, well, what did the nikav do? If he was motionless, that's ein b'maisa. But if he was misayaya, that's called yesh b'maisa. And then you'll get malchus. What would you say when it comes to Shabbos? There are two yisurim when it comes to Shabbos. You cannot be mechal Shabbos. You can't perform halacha. And there's a second element. You cannot be the object of the malacha. And the only question is being the object of the malacha, is that yesh b'maisa, yesh b'maisa? And the answer is misayaya. You know what the Ritva writes? There's no such yisur. This there is lo sasecha malacha. This is komlecha sabod lo sasu. This is to perform the malacha. This is not to be the object of the malacha. And therefore, there's no isser. There's no isser when it comes to Shabbos. You know what that means? There's no isser when it comes to Shabbos? Misayay, in bomamish. Zero. Wow. That's pretty heavy. That's 2 days in the Ritva. Whether misayaya is usser on Shabbos and Yantiv. You know what? That's the machlokas, the shach and the taz. You're the Yaakov Tzariches. You know what the taz writes? Cutting nails is a malacha daraisa. The Rambam, Rashi, it's not a malacha netzrich lagufa. And if you're misayaya, you're chayiv, just like Malkus Avchav. So a woman who would be misayaya in the act of cutting the nails, that's in the Siddharais, and there's no heter, b'makom mitzvah. And therefore, the nails cannot be cut. And you know what the Shach writes? The Shach writes, cutting nails is a malacha shenot tzrich l'gufa. It's a malacha shenot tzrich l'gufa. Wow. Nisid Rabbanan. And if it's done al yedeyakum, it's a shvus de shvus. You're misayeya. Misayeya is chayiv and makif and ikav. But misayeya and Shabbos and yantiv, that's Pesach of Bezam and Aleph, misayin b'mamish. So wow, the Shach writes it's a shvus de shvus. Pretty incredible, no? And the Taz writes in the Sinisadaraisa. Nisadaraisa. That's a pretty heavy machlokas. The starting point of machlokas is, how do you define? How do you define a malach shenat zirich l'gufa? Can a malach is tikkun be called a malach shenat zirich l'gufa? The Rambam writes, absolutely not. Not shishita. And Tosa says, no, it's not enough to be a malach is tikkun. You have to do it for the very same purpose as was done in the Mishkan itself. Is there any way I can adapt Tosus' definition? That Malacha Shino Tzirich L'Gufa is you have to do it for the same purpose as was done in the Mishkan. But still, Gozeis is Chayiv Midaraisa, even if you don't need the Davar Nixas. Is there any way to accommodate both of those? So you know what the answer is? The Rivash. Take a look at Magen Avraham, Simon Shin Gimel. In the Chidushim Ramban, Shabbos Kuvav, we have in the Ramban, the Ha'aros, of Revisor Zalman. In the Ha'aros of Revisor Zalman, in the regular Ramban, take a look. Now, you know what it says? Against the Rivash. This is against the Rivash. Because you know what the Rivash writes? In the Mishkan, didn't they have all types of fancy, magnificent oros? Tchashim? Well, of course. Imagine you go ahead and you have that. But you don't have to, like, cut it, manicure it, to make sure it looks magnificent, no? When you have the tchashim that were used to drape, to cover the Mishkan, they were like all magnificent. How did it get that way? How did that get that way? You know what? You take the oros and you perfectly cut them and manicure them. You know what? You need the Davar Nixas. You need the Davar Nixas. You know, part of the Or Tachash, that there was some of the fur, the hair, the wool of animal that was a little longer, a little shorter. So you know what? You even everything out. Ooh, it looks like a putting green now. Oh, you know, you need the Davar Nixas. You need the Davar Nixas. Rivash writes, he thinks the Gozeis was found in the Mishkan when you didn't need the Davar Nixas. See, even if you'll tell me the definition of Lashon Yetzirah L'Guf is you have to do the same purpose as running the Mishkan, and therefore it means you need the Davar Nixas. What in the world? No, Gozeis was done in the Mishkan when you didn't need the Davar Nixas. See, even if you don't adopt the Teretz of Rashi and the Ramban, even if you work straight with Tosfos, there is no requirement that you need the Davar Nixas, because in the Mishkan they didn't need the Davar Nixas. Whoa. So what was Tosfos thinking? Am I focusing the Tzias, whether the Mishkan they need the Davar Nixas? They did need the Davar Nixas? Yeah? They engaged, no doubt. They would take the tchashim and they would cut them magnificently. And the little stubble that they would remove, they did not need. They did not need. Undeniable. That was done in the Mishkan when they didn't need the Davar Nixas. So what was Tosus's? So I'll tell you the following. The Gleitau writes. This is a Tosus Lushitas. Who, what, where? Where's this other Tosus? You know what the answer is? B'choros, kafei, medalos. Rayim l'chachas, you have to know Shas, no? Because when was the last time you learned B'choros? No, before you were born. But you knew it before you were born. No. You forgot it? Okay. Now's the time. No. The Tosus, B'choros, kafei, medalos. Tosus creates an incredible analogy. Is there any relationship between Kotzer and Gozeis? You know what Tosa says? Absolutely. Absolutely. You know what Tosis's analogy is? Kotzer is to Gedulei Karka as Gozes is to Balei Chaim. That's a Tosis and Bechoros. Wow. What's the commonality of Gozes and Kotzer? They are both Oker Mutava Migidula. Oker Dava Migidula. If the Davar Gidulo is Gedulei Karka, that's called Kotzer. If the Davar Gidulo is an animal, that's Gozes. Gozes and Kotzer, you're right, they're two separate malachas. You do Gozes and Kotzer, you're Chayv Shtayim. But you know what? They're very similar. You know, like when I asked the Kasha, no? Voter, Zor Meraki, they're very similar. Yeah, but they were done differently in Mishkan. You're Chayim for each one separately. Gozes and Kotzer, they're very similar. They're Oker Davnik Dula with a different Chefze. Gedulei Karka, Balei Chaim. Let me ask you this, a person picks an apple. You say, whoa, Kotzer. Tosos Beitzit, Dav Gamon Aleph. Kotzer, no Kotzer. You know what? You're sitting at the Shabbos table, a person picks a grape off of that stand. Kotzer. 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 You're only Chayim for Kotzer, you tell me, no? When something is mechuber lakarka, and your kotzer, that's ksira. You have a cluster of grapes that the grapes are attached to a stem, but it's already niktsar. It's already niktsar. That's kotzer. That's kotzer. That's not kotzer. Kotzer means oker davar migidulo. That means when it comes to ksira, that you go ahead and you have something which is mechuber, and now you're tolesh. And what's the parallel when it comes to Gozes? You have an animal that's walking around alive, alive and well, and you shear the animal. You're Oker Davar Migidulo. That is Gozes. But you know what Tosas Hashita is? Ooh. If you have, right, an animal that is killed, and now you have its hide, and there is hair on the hide, and you go ahead and cut the hair on the hide, but that's Oker Davar Migidulo. Oker Davar Migidulo. It's only Migidulo when it's a Baal Chaim. Just like when it comes to Ktsira. It's only Oker Davar Migidulo when it's Mechuber. So you know what Tosas Hashita is? That, you know, when they would go ahead and perfect the Oros Tchashim, that was not Gozes at all. Where is Gozes? You know what Gozes is? You needed wool for Melechus HaMishkan. So you would shear the animal that's alive. That is Gozes. And that you only find in the Mishkan when you need the Davar Nigzaz. There's no example of Gozes when you don't need the Davar Nigzaz. Wow. The Rivash is assuming that's not true. That Kotzer is Oker Davar Migidulo. But who says that's true when it comes to Gozes? There's no such requirement. Yeah, but the Tosas and Bechoros, the rites realize that these are parallel universes. No, the Malach of Gozes, the Malach of Kotzer. They're both called Oker Davar Migidulo. That's only when it's Al Gabe HaBal Chai. And therefore, the only time you have that is when you need the Davar Nigzaz. And otherwise, indeed, you're not going to be Chayim. Wow. That's something which is stunning. I'll tell you a Chiddush that we're going to have to develop at length. But this will also be very helpful with our case in Dav Ches. See, in the case of Chofer Guma LaMaskana, does that really fit the definition of alaf shein tzrich legufa? Chofer guma v'eino tzarech alaf. Does that really fit the hagdara of alaf shein tzrich legufa? I will tell you the following. According to Tosus, of course, no? Because when it comes to every one of the lamedes malachos, you have to ask yourself, why was it done in the Mishkan? When you do it in a similar way, that's the malacha. When you don't, you don't. Rashi says, chofer guma zach abon. When you're doing a malach of bone, guess what? You need the davar nivne. No? You need the guma. You're doing it only to go and access the dirt. The dirt. That's a malach shein tzrich legufa. You're not doing it for the purposes it was done in Mishkan. Hey, that's exactly our Tosfos, Chesem and Aleph. That this is an example of a malach shein tzrich legufa. What about according to Rashi Shita? Rashi says, no, the question is the following. Are you doing it for a constructive reason? Or are you doing it for a malachis kilkul? No? Is this constructive? Isn't that chesiluk or is it not? Ritzon la'abayo. Because if you're doing it for a constructive purpose, I would not call this lashen tzrich lagufa. You can remove something, cutting your hair, cutting your nails, orla. As long as it's done for a fully constructive purpose, I wouldn't call them lashen tzrich lagufa. Maybe one could suggest the following chiddush then the maskana, no? In a case of chofer guma, beino tzarech al'afra, I asked the guy, why are you doing? Why am I doing so? Why am I doing so? I have a mitzvah d'oraisa of kisei hadam. And I'm eager to fulfill the mitzvah of kisei. You're going to tell me that's not called a holy constructive purpose? You know what? It's not so simple how chofer guma, according to Rashi Shita, would fit the hagdara of Melashen Tzrich Lagufa. You know what one could suggest? Oh, Rashi Chesem Alav, Mesechus Beitza. When the Gemara says you're potter, Rashi says, you're not potter because I'm Melashen Tzrich Lagufa. Rashi says you're potter because I'm a kalka. Because I'm a kalka. Yeah, but. You just ruined. You ruined your floor. You ruined your floor. No? You ruined the yard. If this is outside in the field, this is choresh. In your house, it's bonet. You just dig a hole. You dig a hole in the living room. That's mekalka mamish. Rashi doesn't describe it as being olach hashen atzrich l'gufa. Rashi describes it as being mekalka. And Tosus adds, maybe that's not so surprising. Maybe that fits in beautifully with their definition of olach atzrich l'gufa, olach hashen atzrich l'gufa. And here I would just end with a fascinating possibility, and this requires arichos. Is there any possible distinction between an av malacha and a tolda? An av and a tolda, an av and a tolda. There's my focus, Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon. Whether malach shein tzrich lagufa is chayv, whether it's potter. Okay. What happens if we're not dealing with an av malacha? We're dealing with a tolda, a tolda. Is there any possibility of arguing that if you're dealing with a tolda, shenot tzrich lagufa, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that that is mutter min haTorah? Maybe when does Rabbi Yehuda argue that a malach shenot tzrich lagufa is chayiv, if it's an av malacha? If it's a tolda shenot tzrich lagufa, even Rabbi Yehuda would not argue that's fine. And if you'll ask me, why should you make that distinction? Why should you make that distinction? You know what I'll tell you? I'll tell you something that I think resonates. Now, I'll tell you very simply as follows. What's an av malacha? Let's speak in very broad terms. Now, an av malacha is found in the Mishkan. What's a tolda? Ooh, Bava Kama Daf Beis, Shabbos Tarivav. Not found in the Mishkan, but let's frame it this way. But it's something that you're doing for the same malachas machsheves, the same purpose as was done the Mishkan. Zorea, an av malacha. What about watering a plant? Mashkamayim lizraim. You're not doing an act of planting, but the purpose, you're promoting the growth of the plant, moikatan daf beis. If you share the same reason, even though the tzura samalach is different, you know what I would call that? Let's call that a tolda. Let's call that a tolda. Putting a seed in the ground is zareya. Watering the seed is a tolda of zareya. Let's assume. No? When you cut enough base of it. Okay. Let's assume Tosus's definition. What is a malach hashin atzrich laguf? You're doing something for a purpose other than was done the Mishkan. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say Rechayim? You're doing it for a purpose other than was done the Mishkan. You know what the answer is? Because you're doing that which was done in the Mishkan. Different purpose. Wonderful. You're doing that which was done. Let me ask you the following question. A tolda sheino tzrich laguf. Is it found in the Mishkan? No. Is it being done for the same purpose as was done in the Mishkan? That's why it's in tzrich lagufa. I'm not doing it for the same purpose as was done in the Mishkan. If you have a tolda she'eino tzrich lagufa, guess what? It wasn't found in the Mishkan. You're not doing it for the same purpose as was done in the Mishkan. You know what I would tell you? Who says that's a tolda? Who says that's a... It's only a tolda when you're doing it for the same purpose as done in the Mishkan. And maybe one could suggest the stunning chiddush that Rabbi Yehuda says a malacha shino tzirich el gufa is chayev midaraisa if it's an av, not if it's a tolda. Who says such a thing? Maybe the Ran in Shabbos mem aleph nav dap yarif. Who? The Gilyan Hashas in Yerushalmi Shabbos Zayin Beis. Rabbi Nachum Zembe Totzo Eschaim Simin Vav. That maybe Rabbi Yehuda Shita is malacha shino tzirich legufa is only when it comes to an av. And not when it comes to a tolda. And you'll say, why in the world? Why in the world? Why? Exactly that reason. Because how does this link to Mishkan? It wasn't found in Mishkan. It's not being done the same purposes on the Mishkan. There's a disconnect. You know, Rabbi Nachum Zemba asks, if this is really true, so why when the Gemara Bava Kama is searching for a difference in av and a tolda, why didn't it say malach shen tzirich legufa? No? Maybe you know what the answer is. This isn't a kula of a tolda. It's not a tolda. It's not a tolda. The only linkage is that when you're doing it for the same purpose as. If one is willing to grant that position, but that requires a separate shir, no, that would answer many, many, many sugyas. Many, many sugyas. But Rabbi Yehuda only says you're chayef for an av, not chayef for a tolda. And guess what? Chol for gum is a tolda. Chol for gum is a tolda as well. And maybe in this case, Rabbi Yehuda even could possibly maintain that this is a case where Srich Lugubay and Srich Luguf is considered to be very, very critical as well. This is one aspect of Kisi Hadam Anyantid. The Gemara says certain things are solved by Dekar Notes, and certain things are going to be solved by Afer Tichuach, but then the Gemara says Chofer Guma. Solving that has to be that despite the fact that this is an Isser, the Rabbanon, but B'makom Simchas Yantif, we're going to lift this Isser, the Rabbanon. And then the amazing Machlokas now, Beisul Beishamai, are you allowed to put yourself in a situation of Dechias Isuri? You didn't do this before Yantif. I'm doing Shechita knowing that I'm relying on Dechias. Simchas Yantiv is going to be Doche. Can you put yourself in a situation of Dechias Yisurim? Oh, that's the Rashba Nusin. The Rashba Nusin. Now, that's a Shasun, you know. When do you have a right to put yourself, position yourself in a situation of Dechias Yisurim? Right? The Lamdus is simply of the Kisi Adav Yisrael Shammai. It's just absolutely incredible, but simply step one. What exactly is the Ptur of Malach Hashem Tzirich Legufa? What is the Hagdara? Fascinating, fascinating. Machlokes Rishonim in the Halacha. Machlokes in Yerodei Kutzariches between the Shach and the Taz.